And joining us is our state senator, Jim Stomas. Jim, how are you today?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm well, and you?
I'm doing well myself. Thank you. Well, let's get caught up. It's been a while since we've spoke, so a lot of things have been happening, especially when we talk about some developments with COVID-19.
There are. There's several things going on with COVID-19. You know, I'm sitting, actually getting ready to head out for the day, and I'm actually just enjoying seeing some rain, first of all, but sort of nice to actually get a little bit. I know the farms and them will enjoy that as well, but you know, I think one of the largest things happening regarding COVID-19 that I'm actually, it's hard for me to say I'm excited about something about COVID-19 because I think many of us are just done with this, but at the same time, just a few weeks ago, a couple weeks ago, we had passed a bill in response to the COVID from the $3 billion that President Trump had sent. And from that, we were sending out to the state businesses about $100 million. And from that $100 million, it was divided into 15 local development organizations that have been in existence already.
Mm-hmm.
So across the entire state, each of the the 15 local economic developments is getting a minimum of $3.5 million to get out to the local businesses. And so if you have not taken advantage of this in the past, it's up to $20,000, depending on how each of the 15 local economic development groups choose to distribute it. But they're authorized up to about $20,000 for a business to help with the response to COVID. So whether it's buying PPE and or paying for some of that plexiglass and or almost anything that you can relate based from the CARES Act that was a cost to the small business, it is part of a reimbursement program for that. On top of that, there is another program for the Michigan Agricultural Grant. And so that was up to about $15 million. $10 million went towards the processors, where they're processing meats and or vegetables and fruits and things like that that were coming in from the fields. But another $5 million was meant to help out with the local farms as well. And so we have a small glitch because the Governor's Economic Development Corporation added some more dollars in or requirements that we did not agree to, which we're working on to get remedied. But, you know, they said, well, you had to have 10 employees. Well, most of our family farms don't have 10 employees. So we are working at either getting that restriction removed for our local farms or we will find some additional dollars for our local farms and families. And so that is one that's out there as well. And then, you know, I think that everybody's been talking about the mask. And the, you know, the new requirement for the government has added for the mask. And so, you know, the Senate and the House have challenged the governor's authority at this point, but it is in the courts. And so at this time, the mask doesn't necessarily protect you, but it does protect your family members and other people that you are around. And so, you know, I know that there's a lot of frustration out there, but I would ask for civility. I would ask that people respect others. You know, the small businesses are doing what they're required to. I hate to recall, you know, it has the enforcement of law. It's not a law, but it has the enforcement of law. So please, let's respect our business owners. Let's respect other people that choose that decision to wear a mask and protect everybody, your family, and all those that you're around as well. So I know that there's a lot of frustration. I'm getting a lot of calls regarding that, but I would ask for civility and understanding and patience as we work through these challenging times, I think. So that's sort of a quick update on the COVID.